Hello, hi. Dear members and guests and friends, thank you for joining us at the 2020 annual business meeting and annual meeting of ICG. I hope you enjoy this unique scientific meeting that is focused on bone and muscle skeleton health assessment. Also, I want to thank you all of you for your support and trusting in electing me as the ICG president for the next year. It's my honor. First of all, I would like to thank Dr. George Hemrich for his hard work as a leader in the bone and the muscle skeletal health field and society. Over the last year, as the president of the society, he guided us through the pandemic and led us through the full implementation of the new membership model, improving the society's financial position. For each of us, it has been a challenge year. Many of us have worked with those affected with COVID daily for more than 2 years. It has changed everyday life, in other words. Last year, we lost three colleagues who were strong advocates of ICD and quality muscle skeleton assessment. The world is changing. Life is changing. The way we interact with each other is changing. Today, online meetings are still the way for us to have education and communication. We have had annual meeting virtually for 2 years, but we intend to return to an in-person meeting in 2023. Regarding the society and the meetings, most professional societies are struggling within the meeting attendance and the membership. The question is also our question currently. Funding for society has become tighter and tighter. The ICD board has looked at ways to adapt and set up the new model to be more relevant to our potential member, which was launching in 2021. ICD is a professional association dedicated to advancing high quality muscle skeletal health assessment in the service of superior patient care. We have more than 1,800 individual members from over 25 countries. We are the muscle skeletal health professional global voice. We strive to make quality muscle skeletal health assessment accessible for people everywhere by improving access to quality DXA evaluation, fracture risk assessment, and guidance for clinicians and technologists. These needs are growing in the high-risk population of the world due to an aging society and the increasing of chronic diseases. The needs for our expertise is becoming even more critical than ever. We still see many preventable fractures, many of which failed to see by educated practitioner post-fracture. We still can see many orthopedic surgery procedures done in the aging population without bone density evaluation due to their limited knowledge of bone quality, which would like to change the approach to the surgery and improve the outcome likely. This is one reason Dr. J.K. Lee and Dr. Paul Anderson are working with talented groups of colleagues to bring forward a new orthopedic surgeon course this year. My goal for this coming year includes continue to drive new educational offering in muscle skeleton assessment around the world, continue to grow membership in our new membership model with a focus on increasing membership, not only in the US, but in each of our regional panels. Continue to drive ICD to provide international guidance on bone and the muscle skeleton evaluation, including safe muscle skeleton assessment in children. ICD will be holding a position development conference in 2023, focused on reporting. Again, I would like to thank you for your attendance. I hope you find the education and the scientific information presented at the annual meeting informatively and valuable to your clinical practice. I urge each of you to encourage your colleagues with interest in musculoskeletal assessment and treatment to join us. Finally, I want to express thanks to the ICD staff who have spent much time these last 2 years making adjustments to continue providing our program and the services during the pandemic in ways that maintain our focus on high quality educational programs and maintain the financial health of society. Thank you.